Hello.
Yes, is this LT writing or is this Manta?
Yes, this is L2 writing. How can I help you?
Well, I'm trying to make sure that I have the right company because I have a complaint against LT writing.
Yes, this is L2 writing. May I know your good name?
May I know your name?
This is Kevin Foster.
This is Kevin Foster.
Yes.
Oh, so now you're going to answer this phone. This is Rebecca.
Yes, Rebecca. Actually, I
So
was
why won't you answer your phone calls? Why won't you produce what you told me that you could produce? None
Actually,
of those
not yet.
platforms are legitimate. None of them. They're not
No.
legitimate. And you can't find them even if you try to pull them up. And the credentials that you gave me, they're not legitimate
Create a
either.
list of all the links. Maybe
You haven't given me the links.
I send you the name right now. I'll ask my team to send you the links, but it will take some time because they need to create the list of links of all the 50 platforms. It will take some time.
Why wasn't that done already, Kevin? Why wasn't that done already? As you go along, anybody in any professional mode of mind knows that if you're doing something for a client, you have footsteps to follow. You do everything decently in order. You've given me every excuse in the world, and you have not followed through. And I really fully believe that if your mother knew how you were doing business, she would not be pleased either. This is a terrible, terrible thing. From the very first time when I thought I could trust you, I trusted you. And again,
Rebecca.
if it wasn't for me, let me finish. If it wasn't for me ordering my own books and finding out the errors that were already on them, and you released them like that and uploaded them like that, saying that you were going to do it yourself, and that's what you give me? It's just been sloppy work, one thing after the next, and you expect me to call you a professional and a professional business at writing books, editing them? And I designed my own covers. Did you realize that? I've designed my own covers. You don't get credit for that. And every step of the way, it has been nothing but a fight. Then you put all these unprofessional people on my account to handle, and they're trying to change things and reword and reformat and all of it. I didn't ask for any of that. All I asked is for you to upload my books and do it right. And they're still not done on Amazon.
On
You should at
Amazon.
least have the decency to make sure that when you forwarded me
Amazon,
this
as I told
list,
you that there is
you
an
always have an
error on
excuse.
Amazon. We have spoken to the Amazon. We have sent them an email. Now, when they reply back, they will reply back to your email address, not us.
I don't believe you. I honestly don't believe anything that you say. Not anymore. You have handled this account so unprofessional. I can't even believe it. And I'm reaching out to other resources to find out what can be done. Because if you're doing this to me, you're doing it to other people. Plus the fact that you wanted to do a trailer on my books. And you quoted me $2,500. And I found somebody else who has proven
I
their
told you
worth
that
and shown me
you
examples
can
of their
find
trailers. Wait a
somebody
minute,
to
let me
do it
finish.
even for
And
$200.
they were only going to
What
charge me
about?
$250. And you wanted to charge me $2,500? Shame on you. That's what I say. Shame on you and shame on LT Writing. You have not fulfilled what you said you would do, not at all. And anybody that has been uploading my books, you should have given me the links to each one of them. That would have taken me directly to the exact place where I need to be to find and see that my books are uploaded properly, that the pricing on them is correct, because nothing that you have done has been satisfactory. Nothing.
If you go to any other company, you might get some the same thing for a few bucks, but it's all about comparing the quality. There are many types of trailers. I was giving you the 3D video book trailer.
No, I ain't going for that. I'm not even going to go for that. What I want from you is I want the links to all these 50 platforms. That's what I want from you, the links to the platform, so that I could see that you actually have done what you said you could do. Because last week you told me that it's going to take a while. And I've heard that over and over and over again. Now, all of a sudden, in one, like, almost 24-hour period, you tell me they're all uploaded suddenly? Where is the proof, Kevin, that you did exactly what you say you have done? There's no proof.
I'll send it to you.
No, I don't want you to tell me you're going to send it to me. I've heard that over and over again. You have thoroughly taken advantage of me, and that is shocking because I trusted you, and I should have known better. And I pray. I'm praying. That's why I haven't been able to sleep, because God has let me know they're not doing right. They're not doing right by you. And you know it, and I know it. So you can't weasel your way out of this. You just need to do what's right. That's what you need to do. And right now, I have a big shame on you. I do. Because you have made it so hard for me to try to understand what you're doing on your end and why it's not working. Why is it not working? Because you're not doing it, or you're just trying to get out of it? What is it? Help me understand. You just don't like me anymore? What is it? That's my work. And I worked on those books hard for like almost 8 years. And I handed off to somebody who I thought was professional. And this is what you give me? And I paid for the work up front. I paid for it, and I'm sitting here trying to find LT Writing, and there isn't anything that's really legitimate, not that I can see. And I'm telling you, I'm reaching out to true professionals, and I'm going to find out, and I'm sure it's not going to be pretty, but that's what I get for trusting you. And it's really sad. Because I expected more, because you said you could do it. That's the thing. You said you could do it. And you said you could get it done in a certain amount of time. And you said, after I paid for 50 platforms and nothing nowhere, can I find these platforms?
50, there are more than 16 platforms that are already live.
Are you kidding me? Have you looked at them? Have you given me photocopies of them? You only gave me 4 or 5 links the other day, and 2 of them didn't even work. Are you kidding? I'm not a stupid woman, Kevin. I'm not stupid. And I would really prefer that you try
to
do what you say you're going
to
do.
Your name in it. Somebody go to Google and type your name in it. You will see.
I did.
Just keep scrolling down and you will
see. I am Googling it.
Your books.
And when you pull it up, it takes you right to Bing. It doesn't take you to the actual site. And then there's like 20 or 10 or 15 different places that you could go. That doesn't help me. When you know how to get to the exact site and the exact link,
I'll send you
the link. I'm telling you, it's just like, are you kidding? Would you like to have somebody do business with you the way you've done with me? Because I'm telling you, karma can come. I'm sure you know the term karma. We don't like to prefer to call it that as a Christian, but it comes. What goes around comes around, Kevin. And you better make this right. Because I'm telling you, I'm reaching out to professionals. And I'm talking to them. Because you sure certainly haven't been upfront and honest with me.
Which professional are you talking to them?
It doesn't matter. I'm just telling you, I'm talking to them because I'm going to get to the bottom of this. And I want to know why you won't provide the links to every single one of those platforms where I can pull it up, put in the credentials that you gave me, and it would take me directly to where I want to go so I can see that all four of my books are uploaded to each site. That I do not believe you have done at all. And that's why you're hemming and hawing and stalling for time, because it's not done. That's why. You just provided me with a whole list of I don't know what. That's sloppy work, Kevin, really sloppy. And
well,
I do not deserve it. Deserve that.
I'll forward your concerns to my senior manager. And
no, just give me her name. I'll call her myself.
Okay.
I don't want you to go before me and give her a bunch of googly gawk talking. Let me talk to her myself. You give me her name. CEO to the company.
I can transfer you to my senior manager.
Oh, so it'll go right to voicemail?
No. Mm. I can connect you right there, okay? I can connect you to him.
To him? To her? What's their name?
Arthur.
Author?
Yes.
Author what?
Arthur Wayne.
Can you spell that for me? I know how to spell author, but how do you spell their last name?
W-A-Y-N.
Wayne?
Yes.
That sounds like a fictitious name if I've ever heard one. What's his number directly?
Hold on. Let me give it to you. Just a moment. Let me pull it up.
You have upset me so much for no reason whatsoever. You shouldn't even have to pull that up. You should have it right there on your desk thing. Whenever I've ever worked for a company, I had everything that was right there. You need the answer? Here you go. It's right there. There. I didn't play around with people. I gave them exactly the information that they needed. I don't think there is an author, Wayne. Oh, my God. Hello? Kevin, oh, my God. Hello?
Yes, I'm here. Hold on. I'm pulling up the number.
What is taking you so long? Why wouldn't you even have that readily available?
Because first, I need to ask him if he's available so I can also connect you.
You don't need to connect me. I'm fully capable of dialing a number myself.
Okay.
Just give me the direct number and don't fool around.
It's 408-684-8151.
Okay, say that again.
408-684-8151.
Okay, 408-684-8151, correct?
Yes.
You're sure now? And
yeah.
This person is Arthur Wayne, and this is your direct supervisor, or what is their exact title?
Well, yes, he's actually my direct supervisor.
He's your direct supervisor. You're sure now?
Yeah, he's my reporting authority.
And where is he located? Is he located in New York with you, or where is he at?
Actually, he is in California because he is, dealing with, he is actually the manager of several departments.
What city in California?
In Los Angeles.
Now, you're sure you're giving him me all
this? He's available right now. If you want, I can transfer a call to him.
I'll dial it myself. You don't need to transfer me. I'm very capable. And I want to know who the CEO of this company is.
You
want to know
what?
Or the CEO?
The CEO of this company?
Yeah, the main person over this.
The CEO doesn't go on the calls, but he is the person who's actually, who's actually managing everything for LT Writing.
And who is that?
Arthur Wayne.
That's Arthur Wayne too?
Arthur Wynn is the person who manages everything in LT Writing. He's the supervisor of all the senior, all the departments.
I am so disappointed in you, you can't even imagine. So devastatingly disappointed in you. It's like you just took my money and you didn't produce. And then when I had to fight and almost argue with you to get you to do right, you still haven't done right. Not by me. And you know it, Kevin. You know it. This is really, really unprofessional and sloppy. Sloppy business work, just sloppy. I would never do this to anybody, not what you've done to me, never. Anything that I say I'm going to do, I do it. You haven't followed up. You haven't communicated well. You put the most unprofessional people with the quality that I gave you on my books, my writing skills. Those are my treasures. And you did total flop. And on top of that, you were supposed to provide me the covers for my books, and you guys couldn't even do that. I had to do it. Because what you gave me, what you sent me, was terrible. And I'm thinking to myself, who does that? And calls them a professional writing company. Who does that? Really? Would you want somebody to do to you what you've done to and with me? Really? I mean, really. I'm just asking questions. Would you really prefer to have somebody do you how you have done me and manipulated and falsely said that you could do things when you couldn't? And you wouldn't even follow through? I'm telling you, Kevin, it's just the things I find, and I shouldn't even have to find these things out. You should be legitimately working for me because I paid you up front to work for me. Plus, I think you overcharged me on top of that because you still haven't done the work completely. You hemmed around, fooled around. I'm just like, really? And I put my treasured work in your hands. I worked hard, Kevin. I worked hard. And you haven't done anything to substantiate to me that you did anything but unprofessional, because it hasn't shown up. And everything that I showed you is like, okay, I'll get it done. And was it done? No, I had to come after you again and after you again to get it done. That's terrible that you would do somebody like that. Not just me, but anybody. But me, because I'm a praying woman and I believe in God. And you claimed and pretended like you do? Oh, I'm insulted. I'm absolutely insulted. Because God doesn't work like that. He does not work like that. And when I bared my soul and told you that these books are going to be helpful to so many people that will read them, and you fluffed it off like it's nothing. It's like you're almost responsible for their, you know, floundering out there when they could have answers. Spiritual answers. Those are hard to come by, you know. As much as I pray and wrote down things that God told me, and having to talk to you like this, shame on you, Kevin. I'm completely insulted, and your integrity is so lacking. Come on. Get it together. And all these people that were touching my work and forwarding it back to me, and the sloppiness in what they forwarded back to me. I'm like, are you kidding me? And then you said, I'll do it myself. I'll work on it. I'll make sure. Really? And it was still done wrong. And I keep telling you, if it wouldn't been for me ordering my own copies of my books, I would have never found out. And all the people that could have and maybe should have bought my books already, they would have gotten them. Don't you think that they would have came back after me, the author, not the publisher? I didn't authorize you to do my work sloppily. And I told you from the beginning, I want excellent work because I serve an excellent God. And that's what I wanted. And you couldn't even provide me that. And you still haven't. And then you're going to tell me that your team, this unprofessional team, is going to send me the links? Shoot, just send me my money back. I'll find somebody else that'll do it. But give me my money back and don't grieve my spirit anymore. Just send me my money back. That's what you should do. If you're a man of God, if you're a man that has a right spirit. That's what you should do.
They've already delivered you everything. Your books are already published.
But they're not uploaded properly.
Not on these
50 platforms. You liar. You are a liar.
They are available on more than 16 platforms.
Oh, Kevin, please. 16 is not 50. Do you think I cannot count? I'm telling you, I am just appalled at the way you're treating this, like, oh, fluff it off. No, this is how you do business. Okay, ma'am, I'm going to make sure they're all uploaded on 50 platforms. When I do those, as I get them in, I'm going to send you the link directly to the site.
One thing. We have already published your books. Now the only thing, there are a few errors that we're fixing it. If you go into, as you said, you find someone who's professional.
I'm not going to ask for excuses for you, Kevin, because this is all this is. There's just excuse after excuse after excuse. No, you haven't. You haven't finished the work.
What's not finished?
Don't sit up there and lie to me.
It's not finished.
They're not finished. Where is the proof? You just send me a list and expect me to go venturing off to try to find out where they exactly are? You don't even tell me what country they're in.
I'm sending you the links where your books are available. Okay.
On all 50?
On all of them, yes.
All 50?
Obviously, all 50 are not live, but somewhere nearby 20 are live. So... and also, I'll send you the links for all 50, and you can see the status. Some of them are live, some of them are pending. You can check all the status, okay?
Then you should have a link directly to that spot where I can find it.
You just have to click on the link and put your
when I get the link, but you haven't provided them all.
I'm trying to get you
to understand.
But it will take a little bit of time because
really?
Grab all the 50
after
links.
3 months? And why didn't you tell me all of this up front? Like my daughter, I'm discussing it with her too. She said that you could have just told me 6 months, and then if you would have got finished earlier, that would have been great. But when you tell me a specific date, we'll have it all done by June 2nd.
It doesn't take much time. It's only...
Oh, boy, Kevin, I don't even believe that one word you're saying.
Due to so many issues we faced. Otherwise, publishing is something that can be done in a week.
I ain't buying it. I'm not buying it at all. You just need to do what you're supposed to do with what you need to do. And I'm telling you, brother, if I had a number to your mother and have a good discussion with her, she would not be pleased with you at all. I'm telling you, she wouldn't. No, sir. No, sir. This is not how you do business. And I told you that once before. This is not how you do business. And you wonder why you're running into all these jams? This is why. Because if you don't do it God's way, it won't get done right. But I gave you an opportunity. And I am so sorry that I did. I truly am. This is why I could not give you any referrals. You think I want my friends and the people that I know and I trust, and they trust me, that I would refer them to you, knowing what you've done to me? Are you kidding? All the promises. And you haven't met not one. I'm just like, oh, God. Terrible. It is absolutely terrible. And I am going to call this man, and I hope I do to him. I really do. Because he needs to know. He needs to know how you did me wrong. Yes, he does. Because when you say you're going to upload to 50 different places, you should have already had, okay, here's one, here's the link. Here's the next one, here's the link. Here's the next one, here's the link. And here is all the logins. And they don't even work. Some of them don't even work. the links that you sent me. And I forwarded that to you. I have been nothing but honest with you. Nothing but honest. Now you have me all in upset uproar for no reason. Because you do sloppy work. That's what it boils down to. I'm done. I'm so tired of talking to you. It's just like you wouldn't change it even if God asked you to. You just like collecting money, unnecessary money, because you're overbilling everybody. I could almost see it. And on top of that, what you call $2,500, I would never give you another cent, not another dime. Not when I found other people on LinkedIn and I told them what I wanted, $250. And they proved their worth. They proved me. They showed me their trailers, and they were exceptional. But you tell me you're going to charge me $2,500? Oh, and let me remind you this, too. Oh, but I have a $500 manager special, so then it'll only be $2,000. Do you even remember any of these conversations? I do. That's what you told me. So all I could do is, again, say shame on you. Because you've proven yourselves less than satisfactory. And I hope I get through to this man. Because if this is the wrong number and he doesn't call me back within 24 hours, I'm coming after you again. And I want those links because I paid for them. I paid for them, Kevin. $1,500 worth. Yeah. You remember that? I have all the receipts.
Rebecca, let me one thing. You know what? I don't deal with the projects. Yeah, I told you so many times. I don't deal with the projects. I'm not here as a project.
You didn't tell me that.
I told you in the beginning that I don't deal
you
with the
did
projects.
Not
only,
know,
I'm,
sir.
I'm only working with you just to serve you in a better way. And I tried my best. I
and you call this service
manner.
In a better way?
I usually some you know take meetings all
you
the day.
You call this service in a better way? All of the hemming and the hawing and all of this?
I tried everything. But in
no,
in
you didn't.
The delay, you were now just...
No. It's unacceptable, Kevin. Because the very first person I spoke to, Anna Park, she's the one who said we can get it done in 20 to 30 days. That didn't work. Then her supervisor, that other guy, I can't even think of his name, but I'll find it. Chris or Christopher or whatever, did the same thing. I'll call you back. Never call me back. This is a pattern of unprofessionalism. If you're going to have a company and you have said you can do this, 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 and this, and you don't have anything set in order so you can show your customers, and all of those so-called reviews and you're at 88%, I don't believe that either. I believe that most of those were posted erroneously, that they're either not real clients or else you guys made them up. I don't believe it whatsoever, not from what I've had to discover about you guys. It's terrible.
Rebecca, you need to understand.
But I'm going to get off the phone now because you have literally got me so...
The only mistake I've done is I tried to do the best for you.
No, you didn't.
I never
deal Kevin.
With the projects, but only just to serve you in a better
that
way.
Is not
dealt with
best
you.
Work. It is not. Not when I found all the errors that I found. And if I wouldn't have been paying attention and that would have went public on these platforms, are you kidding me? And I'm the author? Oh, Kevin. You just keep insulting me over and over, back to back. I'm not a stupid woman, Kevin. Really, I'm not. I might be a little older in age, but that comes with wisdom. And because I prayed and you would do me like this, oh, my God. I bet if I walked into your office, you would be shocked.
All right, well, Rebecca, I didn't know how what to say because you're not just trying. You're not even trying to listen to me.
Oh, I'm listening, believe me. And I'm appalled at what I'm hearing because it's nothing but excuse after excuse after excuse. And let me tell you, if you were sitting in my shoes and somebody sent you a whole list of I don't know what and no way to really find the direct place where you could go in and find what you're looking for.
You should understand, it's not a piece of cake to publish the books in so many platforms and all the work that they have done for you. And
you have done all that much work.
It's not my job to deal with the projects. Still,
oh.
I talk to you on a daily basis several times.
No, you don't.
Just to deal with you.
You don't talk to me every day.
I do. And now I understand. Like I know that from past few days I was a little bit busy, but still I was replying to you to your messages and emails.
Past few days? It's been like this since day one.
And just for the little bit delay, not even trying to understand me.
No, it's not about understanding you. It's the misunderstanding. You say one thing and you do something totally different. Then you have all these excuses. Who does business like that? Come on. If it was done to you, don't tell me that you wouldn't be all up in the druthers. Don't tell me you wouldn't be pissed off. And I don't even like to use that word. But you have made me so upset.
I'm so sorry, actually. You can talk to Walter, actually. You know, I have to go for a meeting.
Yeah, I can talk to Maverick. Is he available? I'd love to talk to him.
Sure. You can call him.
Put him on the line.
Okay, let me transfer you to him. Hold on.
Oh, God. Yeah.